I've been high, I've been low, traveled down every single road. I've been love, I felt pain, but it's all just a part of the game. And there's people out there get you down cause they're crying the blues. Yeah, just cause they ain't ever done, it's got nothing to do with you. So don't give.
Good morning, America. Adam Masters here with BBS Radio. Just here to chat this morning with anybody interested in health. I am the health guy. My email is healthdisclosure@AOL.com, and I wrote two wonderful books called Health Disclosure. So the website's healthdisclosure.com. Come to you every other week, Sunday mornings, to talk to the audience, the public, about how to achieve health where health might be lacking. What a great concept. I come from a different point of view of the current healthcare system. They're trying to beat disease or run away from disease. I have the opposite approach, where disease is irrelevant to the idea of running towards health. So I've spent a lifetime in inflammation, learning about inflammation and the cause of inflammation. And so I'm interested in the cause of inflammation, which is really just disease, in my opinion, unresolved. And it is my opinion, but with experience, there isn't a disease I haven't figured out or to resolve it, or elective surgery canceled, or a medication I haven't canceled for clients I've worked with. I work kind of as a hobby, but it's interesting, without medical training or education, that every disease and every toxic condition can be resolved. So I don't learn from naturopaths and doctors, oddly enough. I learned from scientists who have better ways to chelate. The chelate's a word used by healers to meaning remove, like remove from the body. So I got very good at chelation, very good at nutrition, and very good at signaling. So once the sine wave of surplus and deficiency is collapsed, then signaling works amazing. So what's signaling? Well, diabetes is signaling. It's a disease of signaling. So is fibromyalgia. Myalgia signals pain and due to imbalance. And then diabetes is lack of signal, lack of cooperation by the body to absorb sugar via insulin. They say every expert in North America, alarming to me, is with diabetes, they focus in on the sugar, which is irrelevant, largely irrelevant. I mean, you can make an argument, you know, against me until, you know, always till Tuesday, but you'll miss the whole point of the argument if you do. That you have sugar of irrelevance, and then, you know, they're looking at insulin. So they want to spike the insulin. They go, the cells aren't absorbing, but no one's asking why. And it's when you start to ask why is how you resolve disease and get it, you know, cured. Cured is an ambiguous word. You can't really use it, because disease is an expression. It's a symptom. No one's ever died of a disease. They die of imbalance, which causes inflammation. As I mentioned earlier, my goal was to set out to find the reason, the cause of disease, the why, because no one was doing it when, you know, I'm coming through the system, and they still aren't doing it. They're, in these documentaries on autoimmune, they're clueless about the cause of autoimmune and why autoimmune. I think it's in your head, or I don't know, it's just, you know, each documentary, and my jaw hits the floor, and these guys label themselves as world-leading experts. And they, not in, they haven't found why. I call him a world-leading expert if you find out why disease happens and then how best to resolve it. But they just talk in circles. You wouldn't know if they're trying to solve a headache or, you know, upset stomach or autoimmune. But anyways, I found how to resolve the why behind autoimmune and how to resolve it. And it's interesting because getting out of my wheelchair and resolving all my diseases, I'm pretty sure I had the cause of every disease there is. And so I got really good at resolving the cause of every disease there is. And with each week, each month, each year, I built a matrix. I guess I should start at the origin of this little blurb, is that I found the cause of every disease there is. Okay, so that was in a template, I listed in a pyramid the cause of inflammation, the cause of disease, the cause of health, cause of immunity, cause of digestion. Without digestion, you really, you know, nutrition won't work. You have to have a spark plug to get the fuel to the engine out and the energy out to the cells. And then basically the toxins interfere with the uptake of nutrition, interfere with digestion and absorption. So if you know that, disease doesn't begin in the gut. It ends up there. Leaky gut is a myth. It's, you know, I looked into it and I go, it's just quite the opposite. I have a blood microscope. I can see protein under the blood, but it's not from food. It's from inflammation die-off. So people with high inflammation have, you know, a chronic illness condition of imbalance. And so you have to cure disease, and there is no cure. You just really solve imbalance. I found the imbalances and put it in a matrix. And these imbalances can occur in the energy field. You get into suicide, and we just found it's just an imbalance in the energy field that could be corrected in 30 to 60 minutes by not qualified practitioners, but privileged. Be able to be an energy healer, it's a privilege. It's something you cannot learn. So even though I'm a Reiki master, Reiki masters have to be privileged to be one. Privileged in it by the powers that be. So you have to have higher dimensional beings work through you to be a Reiki master. So it's interesting area, but you know, in a country, in a world that hasn't quite grasped the idea that nutrients are good and toxins are bad, energy can be a scary topic. But I think, you know, the experts that haven't discovered that nutrients are good and toxins are bad is a scary world where they're not qualified really to render an opinion. I believe wholeheartedly, not in condemnation, well, you know, maybe criticism for sure, but it causes a lot of pain, is that the medical system doesn't teach health. In fact, there's nothing really about health in the curriculum of graduates graduating from university. There's very little in the naturopathic world unless you learn on your own, because they're not teaching it in school. It seems naturopathic schools have been hijacked by the AMA, Medical Association of Rockefeller, program. And that's too bad, because there's a lot of pain and suffering because of it, and it's unnecessary, because I have found the cure for all disease. I'm an open book, I mean, and there is no cure for disease, so, because it's a symptom. So there has to be a cure for the imbalance. So it's the imbalances you need to correct. That'll be efficiency of nutrition, minerals, variety of things, efficiency, you know, love in the life, nutrients are defined by what the body needs, and toxins are defined by what the body doesn't need. So the medical system, my biggest criticism is that they're loading up toxic conditions in an already toxic body. So amplification is the logical mathematical assumption, where you take a toxic condition, you come up with a toxic solution, and it amplifies the toxic condition. So you can't win in a medical system unless they cancel this sine wave I've written about in my book, Health Disclosure, of surplus deficiency. So where's the surplus? It's going to be mostly heavy metals, liver failure, that means liver congestion, and autoimmune, which is just exposure to neurotoxins, mostly in the form of mold. And what I found is the world doesn't know how to, there's a few now, Dr. Lin in New York, they do a culture dish of a sample from the carpet in rooms, parts of the houses, workspace, and they can determine level of level of cause of autoimmune. Autoimmune really is only caused by mold. But nothing else. It has nothing to do with diet, has nothing to do with gluten, has nothing to do with heavy metal, has nothing to do with chemicals, which is liver congestion, because liver removes chemicals from the body. And so they're clustering the gurus, the experts, the schools are clustering chronic disease and as autoimmune, and then the autoimmune or chronic diseases are exposure to heavy metals and chemicals, which is most of the cause of disease, and then the 10% sliver of the pie is autoimmune contribution. There's a third of houses in United States, North America, the world. Well, United States is where the test was done. 30% of homes in the United States, including apartments, condos, have moldy conditions. And it's not the mold per se. It's the gas off from the mold, and it permeates through cracks and drafts throughout the buildings and structures as the only cause of autoimmune. Autoimmune, when I looked it up on Wikipedia, there's 161 autoimmunes listed, but it's really only one. It's rheumatoid is the only true autoimmune there is. The rest are just in there as conditions seen by the amplification of a pre-existing condition. So what happens is autoimmune is the amplifier of all inflammation. It is the amplifier of all disease. So fibromyalgia is liver failure. You have tingling at the nerves due to the migration of chemicals into the nerve area through the capillaries of the blood. And at the skin level, it amplifies pain and nerve endings. So what happens with autoimmune creeps in. When autoimmune creeps in, then that condition is amplified. So you have unbearable condition. So unbearable condition is autoimmune or, exposure to mold. It's called an innate immune system activation, really, as a response to the presence of mold, the body goes into a tizzy of inflammation amplification everywhere. So Hashimoto's, most people who have been diagnosed with Hashimoto's don't have it. I have one client diagnosed with Hashimoto's, but she didn't have it. She had thyroiditis. They diagnosed it through an arbitrary blood test, a TPO, which is a meaningless test because she had no exposure to mold. Like her mold, the tests for mold were negligible, meaning no, it's not pertinent to her diagnosis. So she did not have Hashimoto's, and that's where the body eats itself, but it's not the body that eats itself. It's the innate immune system activation needs to be pacified. The innate immune system that tags, marks the biotoxin, and then takes out the tissue, bone, and the biotoxin out with it. This is chronic fatigue is the first stage of autoimmune. I became an expert in autoimmune. I learned from the doctor who found the cure for it. But he got trapped mixing in heavy metals and gluten and chemicals in, you know, a response to those, the presence of those conditions in the body, and they, he unfortunately put it in under autoimmune, the conditions of fibromyalgia and whatnot. He got caught in a medical trap. So every doctor that helped me get out of my wheelchair, I had a license removed, and every product that solves disease was taken out by SWAT teams. I tell, every time I tell people that, their jaws hit the floor. They don't live in the same world I do. They're just insulated in an insulated bubble of fake, you know, we call it fake news, and it's called that for a reason, not because we like it. We'd like to know what the news is. Incidentally, for the viewing audience, news stands for North, East, West, and South. The information from North, East, West, and South. That's what news stands for, and we don't get it. We get enough news to make it believable, but most of the news is just staged and propped and acted, and got us into the Gulf War, and it's a form of manipulation, actually, to create belief. But I don't know. I got down the rabbit hole into conspiracies, and then I backed out. I learned how the world was corrupt. I knew it was corrupt at age 10. I was told in public school to watch the news, and I go, this does not reflect my world. This is not accurate. This is nonsense. I can't watch this. Couldn't watch the news at age 10 for a homework assignment for public school. Maybe I was 11, but you get the point. That's all. And at age 12, I was meditating and jogging 2 miles a day, healthy lifestyle, and suddenly fell off the rails at age 14. Turns out my disease was autoimmune neurotoxins. They're adding it to the chemtrails. There are people who still don't believe in chemtrails despite blatant proof. It's the world I live in. And it's considered intelligent to be skeptical, but I'd say you're more an idiot to be skeptical today. I was trying to summarize. The truth is always easy, and solving disease is easy by creating health. What you do is you create, the cure for disease is health, actually. Disease is the symptom. Health is authentic. So disease is the outcome of ill health or imbalance. So all ill health is imbalance. And what is a nutrient? Nutrient is what the body needs. That'll come in the form of love, water, air, just some decent comfort and, peace of mind, peace. You know, the Native Indians found peace in a teepee, but, you know, there's some people in the United States that wouldn't find peace in $1 million compromise called, you know, a condo, compromising their lifestyle, or a boat less than 50 feet long, that's compromising. I mean, it's that dumb. It's Monty Python really is our world, and it's socially acceptable to be stupid. Don't want to be abusive, but to be skeptical is to be stupid. So the best way I found to explain our world to anyone is that assume the world government wants you dead, and then the whole world makes sense. We'll put poison in the food, poison in the water, poison in the air, poison on creams, poison in toothpaste, our water, drinking water. We got fluoride, so that's one of the biggest causes of the activation of metabolism. One of the biggest causes of obesity is our water. Because you need metabolism to work through the energy you consume and convert it in the body. Metabolism, best achieved by iodine. What? But the iodine being pushed by the gurus isn't right. You know, you got to do an iodine. That I've got one here in front of me, and maybe somebody might be interested. It's in the formulation. It's iodide as potassium salt. And iodine, and then you add your selenium and riboflavin, B2, to make it bioavailable. One of the key words I learned with nutrition was bioavailability. So I'm working with nutrition that is 30 times more bioavailable than organic. And in my book, I looked at two studies, one out of Canada, one out of the U.S., and for every nutrient grown organically, there's, you know, produce, there's 500 to 1,000% more nutrition in organically grown food, where the plant recognizes natural soil and grows appropriately. And then you put on these energy attachments on the hose and you get 35% more yield of strawberries, you know, from a strawberry field using, what do they call it, energized water. So it's spun water. So it comes out of the tap relatively dead, and you add the energy at the end of the tap in a commercial application in your home, energetically by spinning the water through through copper and crystals, and different influences. So that's neat. I got an email today, just on from the Truth About Cancer. This is Ty Bollinger's work. He's a popular guy in the cancer field, but what he hasn't realized is that no one's ever died of cancer, and then so that creates problems, you know, in his world. You know, there's a million followers following his type. So I wrote him a letter today. He's talking about chirotherapy with bladder cancer. And I said, there's only two types of cancer. There's organic cancer and inorganic. Organic cancer, I was able to take out my dad's terminal cancer in 7 days using oxygen. All disease is anaerobic, and oxygen oxidizes disease cells. My dad's cancer terminal was mostly organic, and I was able to reverse his terminal cancer in 7 days using therapeutic oxygen, liquid oxygen, orally. You don't breathe it in. That's not concentrated. You got to saturate the cells, saturate the gut where the candida is. See, I hypothesized that candida itself was anaerobic, and then cancer was anaerobic, and then I tested it on him. It turns out most of his cancer was anaerobic. So we oxidized it in 7 days, detoxed him at night, and then boosted him with nutrition during the day and a few supplements. Supplements are not a good idea. So how cancer appears is irrelevant. There's only two types of cancer. One can be taken out with oxygen. My next client was breast cancer, and I realized her cancer couldn't be taken out with oxygen. It was inorganic. It was chemical in nature, man-made. There's really only three sources of toxicity that really cause most of our diseases. I mean, 97% of our diseases. I think people should pay attention. It doesn't matter who I am. I'm a guru. So what? You know. So I'm a guru. You know, as long as you have results. I guess the closest you can get to the truth is results. So I took out my dad's cancer, organic in nature, in about 7 days. I only treated him for 7 days before my medical family showed me the door. So I used larch tree extract. Now, the cool thing about larch tree extract is it allows the body's immune system to recognize cancer and take it out. I go at a different rate. You take out the symptom of cancer. I go at it a different way, more into cause. I mean, I'll use oxygen just to give the body some breathing room until the cause of cancer can be removed. And that's what I did with my dad at night. I detoxed him and nourished him. Is, you know, malnutrition is accumulated, but so is disease. Disease is accumulated, and disease is a symptom. So what is the cause of cancer? Most disease, actually, no one ever dies of cancer. They die of underlying toxic condition unresolved. Cancer is always the symptom. It's the body's expression in struggle. Expression means symptom. How does the body express a symptom in struggle? Well, one way is cancer. Candida is just commensurates or begins. It's a protection mechanism of the smart, intelligent body. Candida is mostly from heavy metal. It's in the gut. It blocks absorption, but it's really to protect the body. The purpose of candida. The body likes to isolate toxins. Most of the toxins it struggles with today, most disease, over 50% of every disease is caused by liver congestion. In fact, congestive heart failure is caused by liver congestion. There's nothing wrong with the heart. It's the underlying cause somewhere else in the body, that's liver failure. So disease, I found, never occurs from where it originates. They'll look at the breast and they go, you have breast cancer. And I'm going, yeah, but that's the symptom. That's the expression. The actual cause is the liver. And they go, what do you mean? Well, the liver congested starts to leak out toxins that collect in the fatty tissue of the liver and back up into the lymph. So the cure for breast cancer is the efficiency of the liver. Everyone who has breast cancer is below 40% liver function. The average 50-year-old, 60-year-old has 40% liver function, some less, some at 32, unfortunately. They discovered alcohol or something, you know, or a toxic diet. The diet really has very small impact on resolving disease because it's the toxins in the diet accumulated that's really the cause of disease. And then using diet to recover is a maybe at best. And so with certainty, you want to detox. Focus in on detox. So in my book, Health Disclosure, I talk about the causes of disease and the causes of health, the causes of inflammation, the causes of immunity and digestion. And it's a noble effort, but it was pretty easy because I didn't need any medical education. And I found that I had three things to go on. When I was in a wheelchair, I spent a few years in a wheelchair. No one's ever lived from the diseases I had. I had the worst case of rheumatoid, osteoporosis. I broke my femur walking. I had metastasized cancer. It was very advanced. And I had asthma, allergies, and all the other list of symptoms that go along with typical cases of people in severe disability. Or struggle. So no one ever dies of cancer. They die of the underlying toxic condition unresolved. Cancer's a symptom. The body's expressioning struggle. Candida is a protection mechanism of the intelligent body. I just put that in. It's really there. The body's really intelligent. Assume the body's a billion times more intelligent than all the people on the planet. And so because all disease cells are anaerobic, I assume oxygen could oxidize all disease cells. But the caution in, with oxygen is because disease is anaerobic cells, are cells a symptom of imbalance, of surplus and deficiency. So what's that mean? When I started out on my healing journey to resolve my many diseases in a wheelchair of compromise without medical opinion, because they're all interested in loading me up with medication and chemo, I needed to find better nutrition, better detox, and I knew that all disease is anaerobic. And so those were the tools I learned how to solve or clear, be able to, capable to solve any disease and clear at a hospital. So I started canceling liver transplant, kidney removal, hip replacement, stomach removal for obesity. And I found that it had a pattern. I was creating a pattern, the pattern I was creating really by resolving this stuff was by creating efficiency in the body. And efficiency in the body needs all the nutrition absent of toxins. And so this is kind of talk. You can talk in circles, I guess. I'm looking at the truth, and the truth is very easy. All nutrients are good, toxins are bad. And all disease is anaerobic, very useful. So Ty Bollinger today talks about bladder cancer and cancers of, but all cancers of the sexual organs are caused by liver congestion upstream that creates chemical surplus estrogen in nature in the blood. And it feeds breast cancer, prostate cancer, estrogen in nature. Offends the prostate cancer, ovarian cancer. This is all caused by chemicals in the blood, estrogen in nature. And so pay attention here. And then you can, by raising the efficiency of the liver, is the cure for most disease. So I found all disease has a sine wave of surplus and deficiency that cause inflammation. It's caused by, inflammation is caused by imbalances, and the imbalances are in the blood. They can be, they're also in the cellular, and they're also in the energy field. And energy is the least important. Energy is ruled by cellular. That's the condition of the liver, the condition of the kidneys to clean the blood, and then nourishment to feed the cells, repair the cells. And without these conditions met, then disease can't be resolved, because that is the cause of disease. It's just surplus deficiency. So no one is a victim, but we're all experiencers. And desire and will are key to achieving miracles. You got to stay in appreciation. People who have disease, you know, interfered with their life, they feel miserable, maybe their relationship falls apart, their job falls apart, their career falls apart, their head's on the table, their energies are low, they don't know what to do, the doctors are lost, they got them spun in and out of one appointment after another, was my experience. It was just a nightmare. Hospitals are a nightmare. And so the truth is always easy. No one ever dies of cancer. The truth about cancer is nobody dies from cancer. It's pretty, cancer is not too hard to resolve, just meeting these nutrients. I mentioned earlier that I got into better nutrition, perhaps 30 times more nutrient dense than organic. So there are brilliant scientists out there with remarkable molecules. I'm on one now. It worked better. It works better than my stem cell treatment, and that's a nutrient that shifts your body's need from for food over to light. So I kept up my food, and then my energy lifted, his belly disappeared, and a little bit of clarity. I struggle. I did chemo, so I have chemo brain, chemo liver, chemo kidney, chemo digestion, and no immune system. I have to carry liquid oxygen, stabilized, and tastes like Kool-Aid, and with me, so that if a chemtrail comes across with neurotoxins, my disease, cause of my cancer, periodically, maybe every 3-4 months, they'll put neurotoxins, add neurotoxins to the chemtrails. It's just debilitating, brutal stuff. So I'll run. I've used hydrogen peroxide to take out bronchitis in 30 minutes multiple times, tell people about it. people don't get it. They look like cows eating grass, but you know, if you find there are people waking up and maybe not fast enough. Be my suggestion. There are changes coming. We're going through ascension energies. the intelligence of this planet is very low. I'd like to do a headline thing that might kibosh my whole argument for health, is that not one person's died of a virus from COVID. This is how critically deprived of correct information, correct education, correct assumptions the world is in right now. Not one person's died of a virus, the COVID virus. And when I tell them the truth, they're like cows eating grass. It's just amazing. I'm giving you the answer to the exam. People will say, well, what gives you the authority? I'm going, just the truth, the realization. Just sit and stir with that. It's not the one with the biggest house, the biggest car, and the biggest connection. What we've turned ourselves into is, well, is trouble that emerges from believing that the truth is a popularity contest. And so that's called peer review of dummies reviewing dumb work from reading and passing exams of dumb courses, assuming that we have to beat disease rather than embrace health. So what health happens in a medical system? Well, are they into nutrition? I'd say what's on a tray causes diabetes, causes cancer, and causes disease. It's just a water fountain of chemical crap on the trays of hospitals. And I experience, this is from experience. And what are they doing in their procedures? They're just shooting you up with more and more chemicals and radiation. And chemo's a chemical. It's death to the body. It kills the body, hopefully enough to shock it so it stops growing cancer. And they say, look, chemo shrunk your tumor or it slowed down your cancer, but wait for a year when your body comes out of shock. Luck out. And that's what I had to do to stay alive when I did chemo. I didn't have an immune system, brain fog from hell, and then liver and kidneys and digestion are seriously compromised. You need these things. You don't cut out your gallbladder, people. You go flush it. So gallbladder removal can be canceled with one drink. 4 ounces olive oil and 6 ounces of grapefruit. Boom. that'll likely eliminate your need for gallbladder removal. And it's just a drink you can have in the hospital on a painkiller, and then boom, you're gone a couple hours later. The purge happens almost, within half an hour. Boom. Out comes the contents of your gallbladder. So gallbladder removal is just from gallbladder congestion, and it's part of the liver, and so is the pancreas. They isolated as three different organs, but it's really the same organ, and that's to focus in on digestion. And so all there is to death is inability to absorb, and all there is to life is absorption. So everyone who's got disease has poor absorption. Because disease collects in the gut, it interferes with absorption. So liver failure relates to gallbladder failure. So you got gallbladder failure, you don't have adequate bile secretion to digest protein. The bile is a disinfectant, so the gut gets infected with different problems. You get acid reflux, SIBO. Small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. SIBO is not a disease. It's a symptom of inadequate bile secretion. But inadequate bile secretion is not a disease. It's caused by liver congestion, gallbladder congestion. So gallbladder congestion is not a disease. It's a symptom. And it's a symptom of eating breads and man-made carbohydrates that were genetically modified post-World War II globally, and it's so rare you can find flour that hasn't been genetically modified. And that was in the 1940s. They were genetically modifying, and it was a big food staple. So everybody got genetically modified. And there's a lot of people aren't waking up. I've been saying for 10 years because of the chemicals swirling around in the blood to realize you're a human being having a human experience, and you're not a victim. And there's a lot of realization and consideration that needs to happen. We need cooperation. The authorities are not my authority. They might be your authority, but they have no business in my life because it's a tyrannical system of control and power and greed. And we seem to celebrate that because it's still going. There's people standing up to authority, and authorities, you know, they'll burn down, you know, buildings, and they've killed hundreds, perhaps 1,000 of my colleagues, discovering, you know, microbiologists, naturopaths, and doctors, and scientists. And people are unaware. Their cows eating grass. My family is a cow, a family, a field full of cows eating grass. And they're highly intelligent, genius IQs, just disconnected so far from the heart, they have no realization. So the heart is just means knowing. And knowing means not being told. Being told is a distraction of the truth. Education is distraction from the truth. We have enough education where we can build things and do things, but we don't do things right. We don't even need fuel or electricity or gas or oil now. We can get it all from the ether. There's enough energy in a cubic centimeter of space to evaporate the oceans instantly. But we have people that know how to do this. They know how to run a house on 10,000 watts out of a briefcase for $1,000 to put together and portable anywhere. Can you imagine that? Everyone with a briefcase, $1,000, could run 10,000 watts anywhere. It's been around for 20 years. I knew about it when I woke up about 10, 11 years ago. Each person that's come forward with the plans to do this disappears. Plans disappear, websites disappear, and you never hear from these people again. So we have free energy. We have the ability. So we don't need electricity, oil, gas. We have people that got murdered who came out with the cars and trucks that would run off water. So we have enough water and it's clean, clean exhaust, and it has more torque spec than diesel trucks using seawater with 3,000 miles per gallon. Pretty good numbers, pretty impressive what I've seen. So there is hope. I just see a hopeless audience. As I tell people this, write a book, go on shows. Unless the mainstream media grabs onto it or some celebrity, then we're not going to get this. We have I have the ability right now to eliminate every hospital. I have a colleague that can run these free energy units. So no disease, no energy costs. That makes for a cleaner world. This new greenhouse warming is a big hoax. I have arguments with very intelligent people that really haven't got really clueless. The world was created in balance. So the more carbon dioxide there is, the more green, lush plants and forests there'll be. Anyways, our forests right now are struggling. So are humans. Our oxygen supply, last I tested, was at 0.18%. COVID is nothing to do with the virus. It's 5G. 5G is the biggest pressing issue facing us right now. Second is those who took the COVID shot. It doesn't protect against anything. It's just you're injecting hydro. We have to know what you're injecting. You know, the vaccines for children all cause autism. Every child who's had childhood vaccination has childhood autism to some extent, in the spectrum from 0 to 100. And how do I know? Look what's in the vaccines. It's horrifying. It would be funny if it was, if it didn't cause so much horrific damage and collateral damage. So vaccines are just autism shots. And there's no way you can avoid autism, some level of it, with each shot because of what's in it. People have to know what's in the vaccines. And you don't, the doctors don't know. They seem clueless. I should write, if you contact me, I can give you a list of what's in a vaccine. You can go to my Facebook. I write a lot about COVID and what COVID is. It's just 5G blown apart of oxygen. We were warned about it by 1,000 scientists in 2015. So that it was coming. They go, if you broadcast at 60 gigahertz, oxygen goes to zero. There's no virus. It's global, and it's on somebody's hand. It's on a dial. Most of the 5G is coming from satellite. It started off at 60%. Now it's closer to 80 with each satellite launch. These Elon Musk satellites are broadcast from 5G. I'm not sure how it's done, why it can travel so far with such intensity and absolute global coverage. But you could go to the country and get relief from 5G. You can breathe easier by unplugging your Wi-Fi. You can eat easier by doing liquid oxygen therapy, hydrogen peroxide. I took out my dad's terminal cancer for about 10 cents, maybe 50 cents, 7 days. We're not talking about oxygen. We're not talking about free energy. We've got nutrition that is just off the charts in terms of nutrient density and the alignment of light, the unified field. I wonder, what is it going to take to wake up? I saw a movie by Foster Gamble, Thrive. You should watch it. And he's basically spelling out the same opinion back in 2011. What's it going to take for people to wake up? And, COVID is here for a reason. Until the reason is resolved, and that is money is not God, God is God, COVID will stick around. And if we get rid of COVID, and that's just, COVID's over in 20 minutes. Just unplug 5G globally and COVID is over. But something else will take its place because there's a reason why it exists. There's a reason why disease exists. Just go on oxygen and feel better. But that's temporary because oxygen doesn't clear imbalance. It'll take out candida, but candida is a symptom of a smart, intelligent body protecting the gut. There's so much that can be done now. There's a call-in number if you like it. Boys at BDS Radio provided me with. It's 888-627-6008. So that's a call-in number if anybody has any questions about their disease. Maybe I can send you away with some help on your particular incurable disease. So every disease is curable. The only thing I haven't been able to cure is what Forrest Gump was saying. You can't cure stupid. And stupid comes from the smartest people. Ignoring the truth or walking away or turning their back on it. So open up. So the smartest people are going to get the biggest lessons. Because if you graduated from a university, the truth that doesn't exist there is just kind of a belief and a story and just enough information to do something creative, but really not resolve anything. the medical system is only trained for trauma care, and that is keep patient alive using whatever means necessary, amputation, surgery, medication, whatever means necessary. They have no business, they have no training for treating disease. They have no training. That's incredible. There is a bridge between trauma and healthcare, but we don't have a healthcare system in our world, in this world. Maybe in a culture I don't know about, but you know, some move closer to it, like Greece, you know, with their olive oil, you know, they're cutting. That increase, the reason these good, healthy oils work is it extends the nutrient uptake of your nutrition, carries it through the first, a full 30 feet, rather than the first 2 feet like carbs do. Carbs get absorbed in the first couple feet, and then, so that mensurates colon cancer down the bottom 28. So lots to learn, and so I just have a few more minutes here to maybe summarize. The key to nutrition is bioavailability. You want your food to be recognizable by your body. Anything that is not recognizable by the body is a toxin. That's the definition of a toxin. Got a caller in. Let's say hello to Naomi. And how are you today? What can you do? I guess Naomi, you connect. What could you do in this world to make this world a better place?
I love that question. That is on. It's a question that's on my mind all the time, and I just think it happens within us. We need to connect to our own heart. We have the wisdom within us. We have the intelligence within us. We have the intuition and the guidance. And if only we could access it. It takes being quiet. It takes being alone. And it's beneficial if you know what is your core genius, if you know what you're here to do, what your life work is, and what you're evolving toward, what your soul is evolving toward in this lifetime.
Yeah, your work helped me get to know myself better. Why I'm here, what my challenges are, and what my strengths are through that human design you do and the gene keys.
You are just living your design perfectly, working with critical people in a crisis is your core genius. And so it's really exciting to see someone so fulfilled doing the work they were here designed to do and doing it well. We're so thankful for you, Adam. Yeah.
I've had a few good laughs where in crisis people sit down and they'll say, I have stage 4 breast cancer. Am I going to die? And I'm going, you know, I have stage 4 cancer, and I'll interject. I'll interrupt. I'll say, great. You know, that's fantastic. And they're horrified. They're spitting angry at me. And I'm going, I see it, your disease, from a different perspective. I say, can you imagine how you're going to feel when you don't have breast cancer? This is how I started off. It's completely opposite to their terror. My terror is they fail to realize their core genius, their potential to realize health. Theirs is dying and fear and destruction and drama. And I'm going, no. The other way, guys, the other way.
Well, it's helpful to have a coach who's actually been through it all.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm doing...
What health coach out there actually has had the cause and of every disease out there?
Yeah, I started doing a little coaching as a hobby. So I reversed a stage 2 breast cancer in 60 days, stage 4 bone cancer this year in 90 days. He went to his doctor. They should go, you don't have cancer. I go, great. Bought my book, wants to know me, and he's stuck. You can't imagine. He has assumptions that are not in alignment to the truth. And then the stage 5 cancer, working with someone with stage 5, and I think she'll be fine by come October. She's just at a difficult part right now, where she didn't take healing seriously, didn't focus, went and partied. I'd catch her up at 3:30 in the middle of the night, and just not focusing in on the program. You got to do the program. So she's stuck. Try to get her out of the ditch again. And you can't do that when you're terminal. You can't take health for granted. You can't take your body. You have to worship your body. You got to.
I do think you're right.
Maybe I should get to the gym today. Yeah.
So it's great to see you looking better and better all the time.
Yeah. Just, you know, it's slow, but it's good. For some, it's easier. Mine's particularly tough. But, it's just taken, so I should mention, taking on a few clients for health coaching programs, just walk them through. So I post them a box, you know, a care box, and then do a daily consult to get their boat out of the water or car out of the ditch. And it's good. People get sparkly. Their disease symptoms go away. They're feeling good. You're starting to do some counseling too with your human design. You do go above and beyond human design and G keys. What do you do?
I have a way of looking at your destiny and karma. Your karma before you came here, and your karma for what's ahead. And when you incorporate that with the brilliance of everything you can know in gene codes and what our DNA says, it really makes for a very clear roadmap for your way forward. And you can know your obstacles, hurdles to overcome for the year, and your blessings that are handed to you on a silver platter, and make sure you take advantage of those, such as yourself, where you're best suited to be a guide and a coach for others.
So I'm going to recommend you to my clients and anybody interested, you can contact Naomi Soul Medicine Woman.com and then at 760-399-2595. And then I'm at healthdisclosure.com, and I've posted my phone number on there if anybody wants to take up a health challenge to get healthier. I can either improve the health of every, improve the standing of every professional sports team there is, or, you know, boxer or whatnot. I work with a boxer. Just turn them around in 2 weeks. So we're coming down to the final couple minutes, and anything you'd like to say before we go?
Well, just hug to everybody out there who's listening. I just feel goosebumps because I guess I feel the resonant potential in the morphogenic field for people to get well. And there's a longing for it and a feeling of hopelessness generally that doesn't need to be there. If you only knew that health and vitality are at your fingertips, it would thrill you to no end. And so definitely get in touch with us and find out your infinite potential.
Yeah, I'm doing it physically, and then that transpires to emotional euphoria. But then if people could just connect to their hearts, if you could help them do that, that just creates willpower where they're broken to lift themselves out of, you know, up and out and find the new life and be, you know, worthy of that. You know, a lot of people feel
that's unworthy. My specialty. I would love helping your people. Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity, Adam. I'm very honored.
So it's Adam Masters at healthdisclosure.com and Naomi Taus at Soul Medicine Woman. Get your dreams, have your dreams come true. I smile.
That's right. That's right.
Here's to good health. Thanks to BBS Radio for another great week. These Sunday mornings come too quick. I kind of wake up by the end of the conversations, but
thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hugs to you.
Big hugs. Bye now, Naomi. Take care.
You too, brother.
I've been high. I've been low.